Oh, I am so sorry. That was a technical. We are going to start this show all over again. This show's going to be, you know, I thought I was on, but then I looked up and got into prayer and everything was, I wasn't on. So, again, welcome to Man in the Mirror. Good evening, Baltimore. You may hear some music in the beginning because that's what they do, but that's okay. We've been on for a couple minutes. Again, that's okay. I just want to apologize for those technical difficulties, but Satan, you're a liar because there's so much going on. My mind is flying. But again, welcome to Man in America here with another Hezekiah moment. When will it stop? Now say it again. I'm repeating myself and I continue to repeat myself. When will it stop? I want to prepare you guys for a special show. And this special show is going to be unique. It's going to be different. We're having a panel discussion. But again, I have another prayer because it never hurts to continue to pray because I'm praying. I'm thinking you guys are hearing me, but you weren't. But that's okay. You're going to hear some of this show. But dear Heavenly Father, we again bow down as humble servants. Lord, thank you, Lord, for everything you've done in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for lying down. Thank you, Lord, for uprising to a day we've never seen before, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this upcoming show, Lord. Continue to bless those who are coming on. Continue to bless Pastor Larry Watkins. Bless Deacon Thomas Farr. Bless Daphne Austin, the Mothers of Murder. Sons and daughters, and Miss Kim Ford. Continue to bless them in a mighty way, Lord, as we tackle this thing that is happening in life right now in Baltimore. When will the killing stop? When will our babies stop killing each other? Babies killing babies. When will it stop? We just want to know. Bless Miss Ford in a special way, Lord. Bless her family, Lord. Bless her as she's continuing to mourn when her baby boy was killed this past February, Lord. It hurt me when I heard that, Lord, and that's why I wanted to do a special show, Lord. So, Lord, continue to bless us in a special and mighty way as we prepare for this show and continue to bless Man in the Mirror as we continue to go forth in your name. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we're going to try this one more time. Yes, Kai here with another Hezekiah moment. When will it stop? I want to prepare you guys for the special show this Friday, the 6th of May. I heard a few weeks ago that a friend of mine, and I mentioned her name in the prayer, son was Miss Kim Ford, son was killed back in February of this year, and he was only 22. When she told me that it hit home. Because we hear it all the time, but when it's someone that you know, and it's someone that you've actually seen, worked with, you know, way back when, someone that you know, and she said it was her baby boy, I mean, it hits home. You know, I was hurt. And it just brought to me that this thing is real. Again, I was hurt. My mind started racing. And after giving her some, you know, her condolences, you know, I asked her if she'd be willing to come on the show and talk with us, along with Daphne Alston, of Moms, Mothers of Murdered, Sons and Daughters. You know, and she said she actually knew Daphne, and Miss Daphne actually talked to her, and they got together, because I know Daphne's all over the place, because she is there to support. We had her on the show, like, when my show first began, so she is there for support. She is co-founder of Moms, Mothers of Murdered, Sons and Daughters, because our daughters are getting killed out there in the streets as well. Then I got another epiphany that came to me. And I said, let's bring some godly men along, or some men of God along with us, to help us see what is going on with our young Afro-American men that are killing, murdering, shooting, whatever you want to call it, they're doing it. What is going on with our young men right now? I'm flabbergasted. I'm, you know, I don't know what's going on. Then we hear about, you know, stray shootings when we're, you know, our toddlers are getting killed. So we need to know. I called these men. I called Miss Daphne. I called her, and I said, we're going to have our, you know, we're going to have to do something. I had a long talk with Deacon Farr. Maybe that's, you know, something coming soon, Deacon Farr. But I had a long talk with him. We could have started having a pound discussion at that moment. So I told him, you know what, let's wait. And, you know, again, you know, I then called Deacon Thomas Farr of Issues Christian Men Talk, and Pastor Larry Watkins of Salt and Light Ministries, who were on the show. They are some great men of stature. And we're going to have a panel discussion on this ever so unfriendly issue. We want to know, why is it happening? And when does it stop? I'll say it again. I want to know, why is it happening? And I already know why it's happening, because the devil is out there. He's getting seeds. He's going after the young people. These are curses that are falling, generational curses that are out there, that are falling on our children. And our children don't know how to handle it. We may have gotten through it. We may have, you know, gotten away from it. But when it skips a generation, when it gets out there from generation to generation of family curses, when does it stop? Why isn't it happening? Again, when does it stop? So, you know, I'm imploring you guys, call in, pass this around, talk to people. We want these lines to be lit up. We're going to get as many people on here, and we're going to pray for Miss Kim. Continue to pray for Ms. Daphne, because, you know, she was one of the ones who started. She's the co-founder of Moms, and her son was murdered several years ago. So this is why she started. It's a support group. It's there to make it known that this is real. We want to know, you know, why are our sons, why are our daughters being killed, and what is, you know, the underlying thing going on with it, and what can we do as a people? Because the word says, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. Again, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. So we want to know. We want to get together. We want to talk with each other and figure out, hey, what is truly going on with our young Afro-American males? Then I'm going to take a quick break. I know I just got on, but this wasn't going to be anything that was going to be long. I wanted to be something short just to prepare you for Friday and to whet your morsel. And the song that's coming on is called Glorious Unfolding. These are things we should be thinking about. These are things we should be teaching our young men. These are things we should be teaching our daughters. We should be talking to them so they will be prepared for what's coming up next in their life and that they can live their long lives. I'll be back in a moment. Enjoy this song, Glorious Unfolding.
Take a rest from the fight. Don't try to figure it out. Just listen to what I'm whispering to your heart. 'Cause I know this is not anything like you thought the story of your life was gonna be. And it feels like the end has started closing in on you, but it's just not true. There's so much of the story that's still yet to unfold. And this is going to be a glorious unfolding. Just you wait and see, and you will be amazed. You've just got to believe the story is so far from over. This world and your heart has been to show his glory and his grace, forever revealing the depth and the beauty of his unfailing love. And the story has only begun, and this is going to be the glory.
But I can do it now. If you would like to call in, or if you'd like to call into our show, call in on Friday night at 9 and 917-889-2271. Again, the number is 917-889-2271. And also, if you would like to be a guest or like to leave a message, you know, just to tell us how we're doing on Man of the Mirror, Call us at 888-501-8650, extension 780. That's again 888-501-8650, extension 780. We would love to hear from you. But again, I'd like to send another shout out to Pastor Bill Jenkins. I'm sorry, Pastor Bill Jenkins, for coming on. We had a phenomenal radio show that night, and I definitely enjoyed it. So, you know, God is good. He came in, you know, at the last minute, at the last hour, called him last Wednesday, and he said he'll be able to do it. And I appreciate that. But again, we are talking about, when does it stop? I said this will be our first panel discussion. And again, we want you guys to call and listen and take notes, ask questions, and pray with us as we'll get some kind of understanding of what's going on and be able to support our sister as she is continuing to mourn. Because I can't fathom myself, you know, one of my kids or someone in my family was even murdered or shot, because our family is close, even though I hear lots going on in Philadelphia as well. It's going on all over the country. But we can only start at one city at a time to start talking about it, praying about it, and making it known that we do care. We have to make the devil known that we do care about what's going on. We have to make the devil known that we're going to continue to pray, continue to uplift each other, that he does not have the final say, because, you know, he knows his day is coming. But we have to make it known that he does not have the final say of what's going on. So, you know, I just wanted to get a chance to come talk to you guys for a little bit, you know, so we can continue to get together, continue to lean on each other, and just, you know, we got to pray. Come on, talk to us. Pray for Miss Kim Ford, you know, as her son was, you know, murdered, and, murdered, to just say it. He was killed. He was murdered, because she said the guy was a coward and shot him in the back. But we're going to get more into that on Friday night. But again, keep us all in prayers. We're preparing for that. Join me, Hezekiah L. Montgomery, your host of Man in the Mirror, and Michelle Johnson, our lovely co-host, on May 6th at 9 p.m. as we welcome Ms. Kim Ford, Ms. Daphne Alston, Deacon Thomas Farr, and Pastor Larry Watkins to the show, and get a real understanding of what's going on. And hopefully we'll be able to support our sisters and brothers that are out there hurting. Again, please call in at 917-889-2271 or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/man-in-the-mirror. This has been another Hezekiah Moment. This is Hezekiah L. Montgomery signing off. And as always, I'll see you at